No, I was just thinking of the adjuvant Nevo trial presented at ESMO's and now. But on the other hand, you know, actually, if you stop and think about it, I mean, what were you projecting at the time as his risk for recurrence?
Back in those days, I thought his recurrence risk was about 30%. And I have to say that I would have been shocked if the Ipi versus Nevo adjuvant trial had shown anything other than what it showed, only because there's been so much data in the last few years.
I guess moving forward, so now I guess everybody's going to use adjuvant Nevo, but I mean, would you use adjuvant Nevo in a patient like this with a history of Guillain-Barré, knowing they might be cured of their melanoma anyhow?
That's a great point. I was actually at a debate with Mario Schnall, and you know, I was arguing that adjuvant therapy makes sense, and he was arguing that adjuvant therapy does not make sense in some of these low-risk patients. And I think he convinced me, partly because of my experience over the last few years, because now I think, essentially, you have two shots at patients. You know, you have the adjuvant shot, and then you have the chance to possibly take a certain percentage of melanoma patients, perhaps it's 20%, you know, stage four patients, and you could move them into a complete response category, and then those are going to be lasting CRs. Perhaps it's 30% if you look at Ipi-Nivo, or maybe even more. So the fact that you have two shots, should we really be tackling these stage 3A patients at a early stage and perhaps leaving them a small percentage with lifelong toxicity? I wonder if we should now reserve adjuvant therapy only for really high risk, you know, 3B, 3Cs and stage 4 patients.
Well, you know, that's really a good point. I didn't even think about it, because in other parts of solid tumor oncology, breast cancer, non-small cell lung cancer, and patients with targetable mutations, people talk about you really ought to compare adjuvant therapy to treatment on relapse. And I guess really the melanoma trials don't do that, right?
They don't do that.
Although I guess that's sort of what happens anyhow.
That's sort of what happens. I think one of the things that brought this point home to me is that if you look at the COMBI-AD trial, which is the BRAF MEK inhibitor adjuvant study, you know, if you look at the relapse-free survival curves, they are really impressive. They're pretty impressive. But if you look at the overall survival curve, it is the hazard ratio today, it's not statistically powered to show a difference, or it's not currently showing a difference, even though it has a lot of zeros in it, but it isn't as impressive. And many of these patients were treated in Europe and Australia, not in the United States. Now, today, if you were to do a trial like that, I'm guessing that the survival benefit for some of these low-risk adjuvant patients might not be very considerable, which is another way of saying, should you really be treating everybody at that early point, giving them a year's worth of treatment, or should you be treating them at a later point when a small percentage of them, like say 30% of them relapse, and then treat them at that point, and then possibly you have just as good a chance of rendering them disease-free?